Stand-In Groom by Suzanne Brockman. Read by Kimberly Dakin.
Chapter 1. Chelsea was being followed. It was crazy. True, this wasn't the best neighborhood in Boston, but it was 7 o'clock in the morning. It was broad daylight. She glanced behind her. There were three of them, lean, dangerous-looking young men dressed in gang colors. She slipped the strap of her purse securely around her neck as she moved more quickly down the sidewalk. She could be wrong. Maybe they were heading toward the H&R Block that was three doors down from her office. Maybe they were looking to have their taxes done. They were right behind her now, and she moved aside, toward the street, praying that they would walk on past. They didn't. "Hey, Blondie!" The taller of the three leered at her, if it was possible for a 16-year-old to leer. They were only kids. Kids with fuzz on their upper lips and chins that was supposed to pass as facial hair. Kids pretending to be grown men. Kids who were taller and wider than she was. Kids who probably carried knives and could hurt her badly before she could even shout for help. "You part of the beautification program in this part of the city?" the shortest of the three asked, laughing at his own joke. He wore an enormous ring in his nose, obviously to make up for his lack of height. He couldn't have been more than 14 years old. The third boy made animal noises, part dog, part barnyard pig, as he invaded her personal...